Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive. Sexual and orgasmic. Relax. You'll like it when Sapphire spray with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
Alright, y'all. It's that time. What is up, all my sexy motherfucking earbuds out there? This is your girl, Miss Sapphire. And I've been teasing this for almost a month. And I told you guys, we're going to end Sexmas, Sapphire's earplay with a bang. And it's going to end with three of my current frumies. All right. So if you want to ever know the lowdown in the dirt, because apparently I don't tell the truth. Apparently to my roommates, I don't tell the jack shit truth. So tonight, these motherfuckers are going to be roasting me. I hope the kids of your family aren't watching.
The children are not watching.
Good. I was going to say.
But all the aunts that know you are watching.
Holy fuck balls. This is going to be amazing. All right. So I got my girl, Lindsay, known her ass for 20 years. And for 20 years, that's a very long time and a lot of history. That's what? 20 years of bullshit.
20 years of Megan being dramatic.
Who?
Sapphire.
Thank you.
I gotta call you Sapphire.
It's okay.
Man.
At least you didn't drop the last name bomb.
No,
I really would have had to kick your ass.
No.
The government name.
Yes. No full government names up in here. Then we got my boy Menace. Now, Menace, you may have heard me shout him out before because he provides the beats that you guys have heard throughout the show. All the drops and stuff were originated by this man, this talented man, who was about to light my ass on fire.
That's right.
That's not cool. It's not cool. Be nice, though.
Maybe.
Remember, we still got our bangers and mash coming up.
That's right.
That's right. Exactly. And over here, we got Brandon, a.k.a. Branderson. He's like the new addition in my frumie. No. I mean, like, you know, I've known her for 20. I've known you, like, what, 10?
Probably
about 10. And I've known you for about 3...
You can say that.
Yeah, I would say about maybe 3, 2.5 years, and then some.
Give or take.
Give or take. And so, you know, this is going to be interesting of what you guys have to bring to the table tonight. I didn't provide a script because I know that you guys just going to go off the wall with it and supposedly tell the real truth behind Sapphire and my nastiness as a roommate, as a friend, as a confidant. I'm really scared.
You should be.
I'm really shitting my pants. But if you guys would like to chime in at any time, feel free to 661-312-8580. It's an hour-long special. This is all I can take tonight. This is all I can handle tonight. So I don't even know where to begin. Where do you guys want to start? From the early start? Or do we want to just go from, like, the present?
Start from the early days.
From the early days? Naomi, what do you think? Naomi and Mike, what do y'all think? Go from the early...
Yeah, I won't start from in the house and the sex and the drinking. And
oh, wow!
Good shit.
Holy Jesus. Well, you know, there's sex outside the house, too.
Well, you know, where was the sex at?
God damn it. All right. Lindsay, why don't you start with some of the sex?
Start with the roster.
Oh, yeah. God.
The roster.
Wait, which roster are we talking about?
I got the
weird white boy roster that you have going.
The weird white
roster or raw?
Roster.
See, I want to make sure you're
not
going in raw.
No, I'm not going in raw.
If
anything, wait a second. If anything, do I not provide the condoms every time we ever went out of town together?
You did. You were there for that.
Yes.
But if we're going to talk about the roster, you have some sketchy people on your roster.
Okay, which roster are we going to talk about, though? Are we talking about the current household, or are we talking about...
I'm gonna
Sapphire before moving out of parents' house, going into child debauchery.
I don't know because I've known you for so long, so I know like the before the we moved in and roster, and then I know the we moved in and we've only been living together for 3 months roster. And that's already grown. Oh gosh, where do I begin?
I guess we can start with the
first of all.
Oh Jesus.
Well, no, let's first talk about how Sapphire. Sorry, God. Sapphire does not have a lock on her phone, so her Tinder is just open.
Woo. Yeah. Wow. I feel like I don't have to hide anything. You know what? Because usually I have control of my phone. I feel like I don't have to control anything. So let's go on to what you assholes did over the weekend.
Oh, we got through your Tinder and we talked to some pretty
sketchy ass white boys.
Yes.
Right up your alley.
No.
Right up your alley.
No, no,
that
no.
That is exactly
first up your of all,
alley.
The sketchy white boys that you guys proclaim that I have, first of all, they don't just flat out the bat tell me that they have a black girl fetish and that they've never been with a black girl and they want to watch the porn that they jerk off to and kind of imitate the fact that it's a white boy getting his dick sucked by a black female.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's what happened this morning. I mean, yesterday.
Oh!
Yesterday morning.
Well, we didn't know. I didn't know about that.
That was a message I got on my phone yesterday.
Oh, I thought you snuck someone in.
Hell to the no, I didn't sneak anybody
in. Like you
in.
Did when we were all in Big Bear and you were home alone with Jesus.
Oh, you mean, yes, fucking God. It was fucking God.
Fucking God.
Fucking God.
And we came home to his weird scriptures on the
yeah,
refrigerator.
What was
up with that?
I was drunk. I was high.
Didn't you say something about he like escaped from a balcony?
Yes.
Yeah.
They all know that.
From our balcony?
From our balcony.
I just heard about that. Like literally, like I think a day ago.
I could have sworn I told you that. Mm-mm. That he escaped out of our balcony.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he didn't leave through the front door like normal folk do.
Okay, so this is my question. When did Sapphire lose her virginity? Was you there when she lost her virginity?
I was not there, but I heard about it, yes.
What happened? Please do tell.
I can't remember. You were in Europe. That's right. Oh my gosh. That's right. I don't exactly know the entire story, but I do know it was in Europe. I said high school. I knew that. Mm-hmm. And it was Europe. That's mm-hmm. right. I forgot mm-hmm. who it was with.
That boy, Andrea.
Andrea.
He was the Italian. Well, when you're from Italy, okay?
I have to
It's not like
you,
everybody walks around saying, my name is Brandon.
I have
No,
to
or Andre.
I have to give you props, though. Losing your virginity in Europe to an
right,
Italian
that is,
person. That,
yes.
that is...
Way up
Thank
there.
You.
That is. I have to
Thank
give you,
you.
Some
With the busted knee, though? Come on, now.
With Oshkin Slaughters?
No, actually, I sliced my knee open. Yes, I did. I got stockings on today, so you can't see the scar. But when I take off my pants tonight, you will see the scar.
Why would we
what?
See it?
I'm just going to show you my coochie. Y'all never seen me.
We've
well, you see me naked. You have never seen me naked.
I have because you have a habit of changing with your door open.
Oh,
your
so you watch like from the
ass
my room
out.
Is past hers, so I walk past, right? Just saying what's up. Oh, there's Mago, no shirt on. There it is. Chilling.
Is her boobs really big?
Oh yeah, she showed us. She takes selfies of just like her.
She showed us.
You one night showed me and Brandon that one, and we like begged you. We were like,
oh yes, because we were. I was gonna show you my sex tape, but I was showing you other people's sex tapes.
Wait, hold, rewind. You have a sex tape. Oh no, you didn't tell me. So what's the title of your sex tape?
No.
What will be the title of your sex tape? What's the title of this sex tape? You have to give this
Sapphire's Wild Riding Coochie.
What?
Cause it was lesbian sex. It wasn't like with a guy. The ones with guys I've actually deleted. One guy had to harass him because he had it on his laptop and he was trying to like make copies of that shit. And I was like, motherfucker, give me your computer. And
fuck?
I had my dad wipe that shit out. I didn't tell
you your dad wipe it out.
I was like, daddy, this man needs his computer fixed. Can you do a full blown wipe out? I didn't tell him why. I didn't say there was a sex tape on there, but now they probably will know now. And yes. Yes. Yes, that happened.
You are a heathen.
I mean,
spitting up on everything like she does at home.
I do not spit on everything.
You break and run into everything.
Okay, that I can admit I do. I do break shit.
Let's talk about, though, if we're going to get back to your roster.
Yes.
Let's talk about Max. That wasn't his real name, but we call him
Okay,
Max.
First of all, Naomi, Mike, I know you know these syndromes. Okay, the man suffers from that you know, when you start losing your hair color, oh, and you start having, yeah, like, advanced, shut the fuck up.
Wait, what is when he goes to bed at 7 and he eats at Denny's at 4.
First of all, they thought this man that I had relations with, not relationship.
He was just, 16 years old.
He was not 60.
He
got an A. Wait.
Nah. He was 24 years old, but
he did that at Denny's.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm saying. He goes to Denny's at 5.
He had advanced gray hair. He had 24. He was 24.
Okay, he had 24 on his thing.
No,
he lied to you like that guy. Lied Santana, and so she was.
No. He's really 24. I will show you a picture. I will.
No, I believe
on the break.
I'm
gonna show you.
Yeah, no, he was really 24. We just like to.
They like to fuck with me.
But no, yeah, he did have gray hair, and he looked like a grandfather. And he came over one night, and Sapphire didn't even tell us. It was me and B, and we're playing a beer game.
This guy.
And he comes over, and he's just like, hi, guys. Like, he just tell you that's how he talked. It was just funny. And so me and B look at each other like, okay, we're going to rip this guy a new one. Like, and so we taught him a beer game, and we just kept going for his bottle, kept going for his bottle. And he, like, I swear, he's, like, never chugged beer in his life.
Never.
And then he's like, I've never had a shot of Fireball. So we give him a shot of Fireball.
Because that's my designated drink.
It is, but I thought that was weird. I thought Fireball's been kind of hot lately.
Wait, do you think that's weird, or the fact that you made fun of a man who's allergic to gluten and didn't like beer?
That was the guy. That was this weekend.
God damn.
You're backtracking.
I'm just saying.
Stay on. Let's stay on Max.
I'm just saying. And let's, no, I didn't have sex this weekend, people, because a bitch is on her period.
Oh, no.
Wow. Like, let's be, you know, I get raw and uncut. Y'all are liking this, because usually they are the ones ripping my asshole.
This is fun.
Don't feel like your asshole need too much ripping.
My asshole has never been ripped. It was taken care of properly. We all know this.
I don't know, because the noises when Max was over, it was.
There were no noises.
I'm sorry. Wait a second. You woke Brandon and I from our sleep.
That wasn't with Max.
Yes, it was.
No, it was
the
not.
The first time he came over.
Oh, that I admit. I was really high and I was really drunk.
Wait, so what's your sex sounds? What is her sex sounds, guys?
She really likes to bang on the wall.
Yeah.
The one time
the Max guy came over, she banged on the wall, and her wall, mind you, is our wall too. We share a wall, me and Brandon. And our bed is right by her.
Wait, can we talk about how I woke up to y'all fucking?
You're such a liar.
Excuse me, I don't even care that your family is watching this. Yes, your daughter got freaky up in her little grandma bed. And I heard. And then I heard you.
Wait, deflecting.
I still want to go about what's your sex sounds when you're fucking.
It's.
A damn lie. You're a damn lie.
In the beginning,
it's like a whimper.
We've heard.
I am a whimper. Okay, do you want me to be loud?
Like
fine.
Dog.
Next time, no, I'll be motherfucking loud. I'm gonna be really loud next time.
You hear me say it.
I'm gonna be loud as fuck as if you guys are not there. Next time I masturbate, because I've been masturbating.
You've never caught me masturbating.
Hey, did y'all ever see the movie South Park? The sound like the dying giraffe.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's only 13 minutes into this and y'all really? I don't sound like a giraffe. Okay, but I will justify that the reason why you heard the pounding was because my shit was getting eaten out really well. He might not look good, but he knew how to eat some pussy.
Oh, we should
I'll
bring
give him
that.
That.
How she receives but doesn't give.
Oh, yeah.
Do they know about that? How
no,
you?
No, we didn't
wait
know
a
that.
Second.
How
wait she a likes second. To take but not give.
Yeah. Somebody give head. Wait a second. Somebody at this table knows that I've given head. Why?
Oh no!
Hey, Brandon.
That's how he knew themselves. He was like, no.
Not
oh,
no.
If we don't go there,
it's Sapphire's roast.
You know, so this is the thing. I want to. Is her head game good?
Be nice.
Wow.
I was fucking wasted. I don't remember.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Are you on the sex tape?
No.
That ain't me.
No, he ain't on no sex tape. No, he's a homie now. He's a homie.
Homie with benefits.
No, no, no. We smoke weed, we take shots together, and then we talk about each other's Tinder encounters and chats. Oh. That's where it stops.
That's the cool thing. I have to say, that's the cool thing about Sapphire. She's so, like, if that stuff happens, she doesn't make things weird.
Mm-mm. I'm not like some crazy bitches named Del Taco.
Damn. Now, who's Del Taco boyfriend? Okay. You know Del Taco is so famous over here. You and Del Taco, I swear.
Del Taco. Hey, Del Taco on her way.
But not her Del Taco.
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah. Del Taco used to come around a lot. She's not there anymore.
No, that bitch got banned.
She got banned from the menu. She's a secret item now.
Bitch is irrelevant. Yeah. All right. Let's start from the beginning. You said that you had a juicy story from, like, the old days.
I have.
Before we go to this break.
Well, there's a sexual one, and then there's a non-sexual one. Should I say the sexual one, obviously?
Yes, do the sexual one first.
Okay. I honestly don't even think you'll remember this, but I remember this. I honestly don't think you will. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Middle school, sixth grade. And that usually in sixth grade, that's when you start learning about, you know, the reproductive system and, like, all that stuff and penis and vagina, and everybody's laughing. Ha, ha, ha. So, So, one time you raised your hand and you asked our teacher, can I say his name? Am I allowed to?
You know what? Let's just call him Mr. L.
Mr. L, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you raised your hand and you said, hey, Mr. L. When you touch your vagina, like, what's that fluid that comes out of it? And everybody was dead silent, and he was, like, looking at you like you're crazy.
What? I was kidding!
And that's when we all realized, at 12 years old, Sapphire was masturbating. That's how we knew, because nobody else was doing that, and then we found out what that was.
Okay, you know what? I'll be honest. I don't think I ever really revealed how young I was when I started masturbating. I think it was about 8 or 7 even. And I would put my Power Ranger doll, who was a plastic face, on my coochie.
Was he the black?
No, it was the yellow Ranger. This is how I know I was bisexual, because I didn't go for...
You went for Pinky.
No, I never got Pinky, because Pinky was sold out. So I went for Trini, the Asian chick that died.
Yellow Ranger.
The Yellow Ranger would fuck my face. And then remember that E.T. doll that's in my room? He's fucked my face too.
I touched that while we were moving.
Don't worry, I cleaned him, obviously.
It's still probably the creepiest thing in your room, too. What? That E.T. doll.
You so none of my, like, dildos offend
that's
you?
That's all put away.
The Little Mermaid blanket, maybe.
What about the Little Mermaid blanket? It's a cute blanket. It's sexy. Nothing has been with me before my not so innocent adventures.
Yeah, but that was probably one of the youngest. The other one's not a sexual one. You threatened to, like, call the cops on our third grade teacher and you ran away. You said, I'm going to run away.
You guys bullied me to death. What do you think a child's supposed to do? You feel threatened, you call the cops.
And you ran with your roller
nowadays
backpack.
We can't trust some motherfucking cops. You sorry, D. I love you, but I don't trust no motherfucking cops now. Just saying. What? Can't trust the cops now. They be killing folks for no reason.
Oh, Lord.
Shit. Anyways, we're gonna go take a quick break. We gotta go to Christmas Girl by Jamil. But don't go anywhere. We still got more of the roast. As you can see, I'm already sweating bullets because these motherfuckers make me nervous. Next, we're gonna go on to B. Menace.
You ain't ready.
And then this B. You two, I don't trust. These are the worst ones. I really don't trust you guys. But it's going to happen. It's really going to happen. All right, let's continue with the roast. But first, Christmas Girl with Jamil.
Yeah. Hear me no jester. I mean, she had the empress for. You know my life, you're like the lights on the Christmas tree. Real love, this must be. Yeah, yeah. me and my mother a discuss she. And if it's Christmas, girl, you move on for me give. Yeah, me love your shape, so me draw for your hips. Pull her close and now my heart it a skip. If I had one wish, you're the one where me big. Christmas, girl, you move on for me give. Yeah, me love your shape, so me draw for your hips. Pull her close and now my heart it a skip. If I had one wish, you're the one where me big. Make me shit be a gift wrap. Loving what me up, you me want give that. Me without you, girl, that's a mismatch. Tick-tock like the hands in my Swiss watch. Don't be the Santa where you go give her the thing. Girl, I you me want the wedding ring. All, when I'm my birthday, still I go come your way. And if it's Christmas, girl, you me want for me give. Yeah, me love your shape, so me draw for your hips. Pull her close and now my heart it a skip. If I had one wish, you're the one where me big. Christmas, girl, you me want for me give. Yeah, me love your shape, so me draw for your hips. Pull her close and now my heart it a skip. If I had one wish, you're the one where me big. Empress, you have the DJ hook. So when you see me log in on Facebook, check out your profile, love how your pics look. Message you less than three, but me no quick cook. Make me give you the best time of your life. You're on my left, I'm on your right. Make we take a trip to the moon. You give me the lyrics for my tune. And if it's Christmas, girl, you move on for me give. Yeah, me love your shape, so me draw for your hips. Pull her close and now my heart it a skip. If I had one wish, you're the one where me big. Christmas, girl, you move on for me give. Yeah, me love your shape, so me draw for your hips. Pull her close and now my heart it a skip. If I had one wish, you're the one where me big. Make me shit be a gift wrap. Loving what me up, you me want give that. Me without you, girl, that's a mismatch. Tick tock like the hands in my Swiss watch. Don't be the Santa where you go give it to me. Girl, are you me want give it to me? All, when I'm on your mind, still I go come here.
You know what, when I'm on the
Christmas, girl, you me want for me give. Yeah, me love your shape, so me draw for your hips. Pull her close and now my heart it a skip. If I had one wish, you're the one where me be.
All right. Ooh, look at me just already fucking up into the show. We are back with the roast of Sapphire Roommate Takeover. Y'all wanted it. Y'all got it. And here we go. I hope you guys have been enjoying because I sure in the hell don't remember asking my teacher in sixth grade, what is the fluid coming out of my pissoir?
I remember it clearly. And I'm pretty sure wow. The entire sixth grade would.
And they probably would. But then again, I've done some crazier shit than that. We all know that, too. Yes. We all know that. Now, if you don't know who these people are, of course you don't, because they've never been on the show. They've watched the show. Hell, you guys have made some prank comments and angered some of the viewers on here.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, you two boys who are coming up nuts with this
Marcus.
Roast.
Marcus, really?
And their nickname for me, if you ever hear them say Craig, that's me apparently. I still don't understand why a reference from Friday became my name, but okay, we're gonna run with Craig.
Come on, Craig.
Exactly. I don't understand it, but we're gonna run with it. But I am joined by my awesome roomies. I got Lindsay, I got her man Brandon, aka Menace, who does the beats for our show, and my boy Branderson, aka Brandon. Awesome boy. Awesome. You guys are amazing, though. Yep. For it's so far, so good. So far, so good.
I've kept you around for 20 years. You're pretty awesome.
You better keep me for another 20, because we going in hospice care together. That's what's going to go down.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be me, you, and the other M in hospice care. Killing each other.
The other M?
The other M.
Huh?
M. Same name.
Oh, got it.
Yes. I can't say her name on air because she gets mad.
I got it.
But yes, Brandon, Menace, yeah. You said you had some shit to say.
Oh, I got a great one.
Oh, God.
And I don't want you to interrupt me because you always say that this story isn't true, and I know for a fact it's true because there is a witness, right?
All right. What story is this?
All right, well, let's start at the beginning. There's a cabin that we always go to, right?
Don't even say anything.
Because you know it's true, right? So we go up to my family cabin, chilling, hanging out, having a good time, right? Bunch of friends, drinking and shit. Sapphire was really into this scrawny, weird white dude a couple years ago. Really, really awkward dude. I mean, nice guy, but really weird guy. And they were hooking up on and off, tried to keep it a secret, obviously can't. So they come up to Big Bear. They go into the bedroom, right? They've had some drinks. They go in there. They start hooking up. I don't know how much time goes by, maybe like 10, 15 minutes. She comes running out, right? Like something went wrong. The dude follows right behind her. And then all of a sudden, my best friend Mike follows right out.
Oh, shit!
I'm like, what the fuck?
You had a threesome?
I was like, no, she didn't. She didn't. So she goes up in her drunken state, hooks up with this dude while my friend is passed out in the other bed. He wakes up to them smashing, right? So he's like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I felt stuck. I felt awkward. I couldn't just leave. So he's chilling there trying to go back to sleep. All of a sudden, he hears Megan or Sapphire say, oh, shit, I think it broke. And then the dude, I won't say his name either, he's like, oh, what broke? And she's like, the condom. So she books it. She's like pissed at him for some reason, like it's his fault. She runs down the stairs. He runs out, and then Mikey runs out, tells us the whole story, and then she tried to deny it the next day, saying it didn't happen.
Damn. Okay, in my defense, still this day, I don't remember having sex. I remember hands down my pants.
No.
I don't remember having sex, and that's why, cool, shots fired. I do remember asking you again the next day and rushing in a panic for some plan B.
That was me you talked to. But he was in the bathroom.
Yeah, we were.
I read to somebody, and I was like, we need to go off of this mountain. Let me tell you this.
I was like, you're fine. You're fine.
No. When you start finishing bottles with fuckers. See, this is the thing with my roommates. We have this thing. What is it? The shot roulette thing. What is it?
What?
The shot wheelie thingy?
The shot wheel. Where we put the liquor upside down, we take shots.
Oh, like, remember
the dispenser.
These are the people. He's the one that owns that cabin where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be alive to go to our meeting. But I came. I did come. I came down from the mountain because I didn't drink that much this time. But this time, though, I'm going to get you motherfuckers back. That's okay. You going to black out. You going to be pissed out blackout. You gonna piss and shit your pants.
Oh my god.
Look at our friends.
You gonna shit your pants.
Wow.
What? You're gonna end up with the dick missing. You gonna end up in the snow fucking a snowman. That's cool. That's what's gonna happen.
Like, that's cool.
How many
dicks do he have?
He has one.
Oh, okay, because you say he's gonna be with a dick missing.
Oh, I'm sorry. With your dick missing, possibly your balls.
If that happens, I'm coming for you.
No, you won't. You'll be too drunk. You'll be too hungover.
I don't piss myself. That's not me.
Yeah, but I'm gonna make sure that's you do. I'm gonna try. Hey, now we love her.
Hey.
We love her. We love the ratchets. The ratchets are a good time sometimes.
We had ratchet night a couple weeks ago, and it actually turned out to be a big fat fail.
Yeah, that was a fail night.
But Megan,
it's okay. They all know who I am. Megan Sapphire. It's all good.
I never call her Sapphire.
Your family does,
Sapphire.
Though.
Sapphire. They do. Mm-hmm. And they're all watching.
So the ex.
Yes.
Whoa, we can rip on the ex.
The ex. What do you guys think of the ex?
Loved her.
She loved her sarcastically.
Loved her. Yeah, no. I liked her.
When they say she's a saint, that means sarcasm, bullshit. Okay, Lindsay, be honest. What'd you think of the ex?
She was nice at first, and then she sprouted horns and made Sapphire's life a living hell. I did not like her. No.
Nobody did, apparently. I took an overall. You didn't even like her.
No.
I mean,
she's too. Megan. Oh. Sapphire is way too wild and crazy, and she was not. And you know, sometimes opposites attract. Like, that's cool.
The only time she was crazy was in bed. I see that flat out.
Well, good for her, but yeah. Don't you want other people to like her too?
Hell yeah! I don't know who's gonna fit into our category because
you didn't like her either. You just liked her sex.
I mean, put it this way. I did like her as a person, but then I did feel kind of stuck after that. Because
you were
drunk
on the sex.
Not just the sex.
Yeah, you were.
She honestly, there were some good things about her. Like, I did.
She gave you good head. She had the pussy real good.
She did make me score every time.
Yeah, there you go.
But when
last time you squirted since you broke up?
With Pierce.
Okay, all right.
She used to send me pictures of that. I'm like, thanks, Sapphire, but no thanks.
She's on the sheets.
She used to send me pictures. I'm like, why?
What? I put what on blast? He said it first.
He said it on the show.
He said it first. Oh, yeah, you are here.
No, I wasn't here.
Yeah, he flat out said, he was like, don't even lie. Like, we fucked.
He smashed.
He got it. He was like, oh, you gonna lie.
But you gave him head.
No. Did I give him head? Yes, no. I did, actually. No. Yeah, I did. Oh, I sucked porn star's dick. Yes, I did. She I gave him head. I had no choice.
I believe her.
You only go down on porn star?
No, I mean.
I believe her.
The last I dick I really did suck, though.
What's yours?
No. I did suck somebody else's
you
dick.
You did some Tinder dick?
I did suck somebody's Tinder dick.
You sucked Tinder dick?
I did. And it was really bad. It was really bad. I think I only lasted for like a minute. I was like,
you did. I know who it is because you told me the next day. Right. Which one it was.
It was nasty.
It was the old dude.
No. I gave him a hand job, and that was even worse.
She had an old guy. Another old guy, not Max.
Yeah, no. That old guy. Oh, I take that back. The old guy did make me squirt. He was 35.
He knew what he was doing.
I didn't give him head. And he, oh my God.
You gave somebody's head on.
No, he ate my asshole. Come to think of it. He ate my ass.
Salad tosser.
it's the shit. I'm sorry. You need to get your asshole licked sometimes.
Oh, my mom is watching.
I'm sorry. Oh, Mama knows. Hell, do you remember when we moved in and what I said to your mom? Do you remember what I said to your mom, your aunt, and okay.
Was your mom and dad there too?
Yeah, they were.
And you said it in front of them too?
I know.
Your family and my family.
I mean, I did jump on your bed because I saw the bed and where it was positioned. And I was like, oh, hell no. So I tested it out and I started humping your bed. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. As if your family has never heard that I was squirted.
I have to see Sapphire's hump game.
Oh, God.
We've heard it. We've put glasses to the wall, and we've heard it.
Naomi.
We know.
Why do you want to hear? Why don't we just experience this? Evidently. Stop lying. You know you want these legs, because you said you wanted my legs.
Evidently, if you go on Tinder, you can find out.
Evidently.
Go on Tinder, you know, and she'll swipe right.
I'm really surprised you didn't bring up a certain party.
I was getting to that, but you went on to them, and then
the Big Bear condom story, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What's your story? You've been teasing this one for a while, so I'm really scared.
Yeah. I got a story that happened about a couple weeks ago.
What?
Recent.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We're all hanging out. It's like a Friday night, playing some beer pong, and,
Oh, God.
We had started the day off early. We had all gone out to Ventura, had some
the beautiful
drinks.
Picture that you liked.
Yeah, had some drinks. Ended up at my boy's house. Had some more drinks. Megan tended to or happened to get a bottle of moonshine. Came back to the house. She said she took a shot, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. And, later on in the night, she happened to bend over and just go.
Wait a second! No! Tell him the story! Tell him the story! I would not fart in front of you!
Oh, yeah,
that's the true story! I didn't just bend over, I did fart on command, though!
One of our friends happened to say, "You won't fart, you won't, you won't," and Sapphire just
he's watching over. Right now, yeah, so he knows he's watching.
Just bent over and just let it rip, dude, and it was the gnarliest fart I've ever heard of.
See, I get gnarly it farts. Was just but you know what? True intention though. You want to know this though? You come to our house, okay? If you're in the bathroom. They make fun of me because I say.
I actually got some footage of that night. If anyone wants to check that out, so.
You can low key kind of just like play it, like audio wise. I mean, you can hear how drunk I am.
You can't hear the fart because
you can't hear the fart.
I don't have the fart.
But you can hear the drunk.
Actually, you know what? No. You can play for them afterwards. Yeah. We don't want everybody to listen. I mean, you've guys seen my videos. No, they've seen me drunk. They've seen pictures. They've seen Snapchats. Pictures. For God's sake.
You were pretty hammered.
I know I was pretty. Well, they claim they never seen me that hammered. Lindsay said that she'd seen me that hammered. Okay, yeah, in justification, though, I don't know if you guys can see this, but this is what happens when Sapphire passes out drunk.
There you go. You can see it. You can see it.
And, you know, they like to put shit on me all the time. Chocolate.
We put our elf on. They put the elf on the shelf on.
I woke up one morning and a sandal raped my asshole.
What about the old Hershey bar?
That's what I said. I woke up in chocolate. I have woken up to my room being barricaded with food on the door.
And on the door.
Yeah, there's a taquito on the
taquito
door.
Taquito and a cookie. There's just no bar as hell. You guys actually did pretty easy, pretty well. That was not bad. I was expecting more.
She hasn't told her story yet.
Yeah, I'm really scared about that one.
I know, she does.
And all the witnesses are watching right now, especially my mother.
Wow. You might as well just say it.
Okay, so my aunt had a 40th birthday, and my family is crazy. Yeah, my family, they like to drink, they like to have fun, we're all very close, and so my friends are very close to them. They all know them, they're very close. So my aunt had a 40th in her backyard, and it was popping, it was fun, there was music. And Sapphire got a little too drunk and
burned my hand.
Burned her hand. Right. That's right. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. Burned her hand like really bad on a burner, like outside keeping everybody warm, like a heater. So burned her hand, got wrapped up, but it didn't stop her from going into the bathroom and hooking up with my aunt's husband's cousin.
What?
Who was 40 years old, short. And white, short white guy.
Obvi.
And yeah, Sapphire's type. So yeah, so they were hooking up in the bathroom, and who stumbles upon them? My mother. My mother walks in. She didn't lock the door. Walks in and is like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And closes the door behind her. No. Comes and finds me, and it says, Sapphire is hooking up with, I won't say his name, my uncle's cousin. Yeah, go and talk to her, please.
At a family party.
At a family party. This is a family party, people.
It's a family restaurant.
This is a family restaurant.
Fuck your family restaurant.
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand all of this.
The guy's like 40, by the way.
Like on a good day.
On a good day.
In the bathroom at the...
At
the family reunion.
Now, I wasn't fucking. I did not sit on his dick, but your mama did walk in a very compromising position. He gave me head on the toilet seat.
Oh! Did you fart?
No! I did not fart! I did not fart. But yes, it was a very compromising position. Then there was that other time... I kind of want to tell this story, but your mom was watching, so I'm going to protect you. I'm not going to say it.
What story?
The Dodger story. I'm not going to say
Don't say the Dodger story.
Sorry. But I'm going to say one that's almost as the Dodger story. I think it was my birthday. No, it was just like, I think I came back for Easter. And we went to this ratchet-ass bar called Dublin's. It is the worst.
Hey, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, thank God. Because first of all, it was like a walking STD.
It never used to be like that. It never used to be like that.
No, it used to be like that.
I'll defend it all day.
It was always like that.
I'll defend it all day.
It was one of those like college bars where you could just, it was easy to get laid.
It started out as a college bar. It was cool. It had beer pong. And then it turned really nasty. We never went again.
You like go on the walls and you probably got an STD from it. It was just nasty. You probably walked in and had... condoms on the floor and shit. No. But I remember we went. It was you, me.
I heard you be.
Janie.
They need bar rescue.
Good old Jay. Yeah, it needed a bar rescue.
It tried for a while. It tried. It tried the bar thing and tried the college thing and then it tried the club thing.
And it just never worked. It was nasty. It was like the type of bar where it's like, you know, you could just come in all already muggy. Like, girls were walking in with fucked up manicures and pedicures.
I went in there in basketball shorts one time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can wear, like, the... you know, like, how they tell people in college to wear shower shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those girls were walking in there. with their shower shoes, with not washing their feet.
No.
Like as if they were walking around 40,000 years ago in Jesus' time.
I'm going to defend it all day. Feet. No.
Fuck that.
It wasn't like this.
So anyways, we go. And they're like, Sapphire, we're going to the bar. Let's have a shot. At this point, I can't have any more shots. But I'm going to take a shot anyways. And I proceeded to saunter myself in... I think I said hello to the guy, and I quickly gave him an over-the-pants kind of jerk. He looked like a reject from Sons of Anarchy, which is like a motorcycle club.
I finally know what you're talking
about. Thank you.
Where Janie cried because we thought we lost her. We lost Sapphire. We didn't know where she was.
So I proceeded with this man. I literally maybe said two words with him. Hi, you want to fuck? He said, sure. I got a big old truck with lots of room. I said, cool, let's go. Went to the back of the truck. I think I was gone for an hour.
You were gone for more than that. You were gone, if time stamp, 10 to 2. Like, that much long. And poor Janie was crying, like, oh, my God, she's gone. Like, what did we do?
When I came to, I'm hearing, Sapphire!
It was not cool. You don't leave your girls hanging.
No, you don't.
Thank you. You did not leave them hanging.
I came out of the guy's truck. It was already foggy. There was a couple, I guess, next to us smoking out in the lot, going like this.
Are you kidding me?
The old slow clap.
And my bra was one of those clasps in the front. Yeah, that was fucked up. My shirt, it was like one of those button downs.
Every girl is just, I guess, entitled to a moment like that.
Yes.
I haven't had that moment.
I've had them twice. I've had them twice. Once with you and once with the other M. M. That was even worse. That was in Ventura.
Oh.
And she was my ride. And I was fucking her man at the time. Boy. Not her boy, but her boy's boy. In the parking lot.
I'm gonna give you a hug.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you just everything that day.
But you know what, people? I have to say. I gotta say, though. You know what? I am so blessed that I've never had an STD in my life.
I want to give you a hug right
now. I'm like the immaculate.
Thank you.
Oh, I get a hug from her. It's not every day I get hugged by Naomi. Let me tell you, I can barely. Oh, I just love watching you.
Go back to your.
You can stand up again. You can stand up again, Mike. You know what I'm talking about.
What's up with Mo?
I don't know who Mo from Tinder is, but he's just messaged me. No,
he actually is probably seeing
what time the show is over, but it's all good. Oh, why are you sending? Oh, that's a cute dog. Thank you. Oh, you cute too. Thank you.
So some of these Tinder dates, man, they message her like the weird. It's not even her.
No,
it's these guys that seek her out.
One guy wanted me to. They said, "Oh, I'll braid your hair." I don't say that kind of shit.
Wait, what?
The guy had long hair, so we put.
He looked like Jesus.
Two of us, and we put like, "Hey, can I braid your hair?" And he's like, "Yeah, like anytime." And we're like, "Well, I wasn't talking about the hair on your head." And he was so into it.
Well, wait. Here we go. And then he says, "Well, that even sounds more fun." And then they proceeded to say, "We can braid each other's hair if you like girls like that." And then he's like,
"Girls like
good,
that
clean,
like
fun one." Leaves me his phone number. Then says to me today, "Tell me about your radio shows, motherfucker." If you need to look up, first of all, it's not like I hide the fact that I do sex talk radio, and that I do say that there are porn stars on me, or that I'm taking pictures with a porn star, or working at a porn star company. So if you don't know what Vivid is, if you don't know what Playboy is, motherfucker, you living under a rock.
The 7 inches for breakfast, dude.
Oh, God. That is nasty. Oh, that's the guy that has a black fetish. Who left him my number?
I didn't.
Somebody copied and pasted my number.
So you have a white fetish?
I do not.
No.
I don't have a white fetish. First of all, vagina is not racist. And injustice.
You have a black dick.
Yeah. That's a perfect question.
Oh, I do remember the last time I had black dick, because that's before I had my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend at the time. It wasn't at college.
Oh, where's the... No, but I want you with the virgin.
Everybody wants me with the virgin, but the virgin doesn't want me. Oh, he wants to friend zone my ass, but I'm going to try to get that in... Santa coming
he
on.
Was so nice.
He's
like
coming on Christmas Eve, so we'll see.
A virgin though, when you're 25.
No, I know.
Okay, but if you were a man, if you were a gay man, or if you were like a chick with tits and a vagina, I'll show you a picture of the virgin. The man is fine. Like, I want his babies. If I always said, if I have sex with him the first time and he busts a nut, I wouldn't be mad at it. I'll have his babies. I will have his babies. I will fucking marry him. That would probably be... I used to say the girlfriend was the one that can tie me down. I'm actually kind of lucky I dodged that bullet, because I actually was trying to propose for next year.
You said
technically.
Really?
I was really like...
You was eating that coop that good.
I was really about to turn it
she
in.
She was eating
like,
it really good, but she had a shitty personality.
Yeah. But a wife. Now I'm like, actually, when I think about it, if the guy and I were to ever get together, honestly, that is... the man. I want his semen in my cooch. I will swallow his babies if I had to.
Wow.
What?
She always starts down here and always takes it to another level.
Duh.
Yeah, she do.
Yes.
We'll be talking. Drops, yeah. We'll be talking about like Del Taco, and like we're here.
Why are you gonna bring that hoe up?
No, she's not nice Del lady. Taco hoe. We're Fuck talking about her. The actual Del Taco food.
She's lucky she didn't get her ass beat on Halloween. You saw how I reacted to her on Halloween. See, that even scared the shit out of y'all. Cause I don't get like that.
I was drunk. I didn't.
Okay, you saw.
Yeah, before after you gave a man some head.
Actually, she did bring that up. She's like, well, you fucked him, so how am I supposed to act? I'm like, actually, he's my roommate. So it's a one-time thing. But you need to stop acting so attached to his dick, because he doesn't even fucking like you. He's only using you because you have an available vagina. I said that. I didn't give a fuck. I was drunk. Yes!
Why?
I was like, get off his... Yes, I
Del
did.
Taco Ho, that was the night Del Taco Ho was out of the menu.
No, that was that was the night at Halloween, and I kept warning you guys that she was being a little creepish.
Oh, you said that every time. And because she had a crush on him. That's all that no, but
oh, wait a second. But was I not right though?
You
admit
were right.
I was right. Thank you.
You know
I'm
right
about something else?
B, you got them fighting over the ding ding.
What can I say?
You got no fighting over the ding ding.
I gotta say, you know what? You know what? I will say in this defense, he might look scrawny, but he's actually a really nice catch. So whoever gets you, though, B, you.
My girl.
My boy.
That is
my boy. I'm cheersing to an empty cup, but that's my boy.
Hey, B, but keep playing the game.
Oh, no. Wait. Did I not save you from a grenade, though?
What?
When that girl was trying to get come over and you show me her. There was like, oof.
Sapphire, you are not being a hater, are you?
No, I ain't being no hater.
You bet not.
No. The girl, trust me. She was not cute. I know his type.
But no.
I know his, no,
maybe
trust me.
Smash it.
Right.
No. No.
Yeah, he's going to put a brown paper bag over
it. You can smash old 24-year-old, 60-year-old looking guy.
Yes.
But he can't smash
my, we're going to a quick break. First, we're going to go to my favorite song right now. Why is this always being played on my show, though? Always.
Bitch, because you on Tinder sucking Tinder dick.
Calling you out.
All right, we're going to play my song by La 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 Friday, Sex in the Club. Can we please have her on? I would eat her pussy out real good on air.
Oh, my God.
They call me Lala, let me be your desire. Take you to another place and set your soul on fire. Morning, noon, and night, gotta lick this pussy, nana. I wanna show you how it's done, I wanna be your rider. What you know about it? Sex in the club, smoking on them sevens. Might as well blow 11. I'm a chick, but I'm a boss. I can cock no matter what it costs. I wonder what's up in them drawers.
wonder what's up in them drawers. Tell you why I'm erotic. I like the freaky stuff. I could be your fantasy in the bedroom, and I like it good. Club is so erotic. Popping bottles, we turned up. Taking pics on our phone, Instagram, cause we fucked up. Sex in the club, beat them erotic. Music got me tripping wet. So excited. Lyrics of the song got me so turned on. Legs shaking. Taste me, lick me, you know I'm freaky.
Sex in the club, beat, let me ride it. Music got me dripping wet, so excited. Lyrics of the song got me so turned on. Legs shaking, but you know what I want. Sex in the club, sex in the club, sex in the club, sex in the club, sex.
Oh, yes.
Sex, sex.
Yes. Oh yes, sex in the club. But for real though, when's Lala coming in? See, you had to bring it back. When's Lala coming in? I see you smiling. When's she coming?
I don't know. We have to, you know, because she lives in Chicago. So we
how old is she?
She's old enough.
Okay, like, how old is she though?
Wrong.
She's old enough.
So that means she my age ish.
She's old enough.
Perfect. Perfect.
You know, the funny thing is you haven't met her yet, and she is like, yeah.
Oh, I follow her on Insta.
Yeah.
She's cute.
You know something? You can't meet nobody.
She's mild on Insta.
You can't meet nobody until you put that $100 on the table.
Oh, shit! $100! I didn't even think about that.
I thought we were over that.
Mm. No, oh, no. You got to pay up, baby.
I'm really sad about that, that I'm losing $100 on a bet that I knew I could win. Mm-mm. I will admit to that. That's okay, but you know what? She a little flirty. She a little flirty.
The messed up thing is she called you your radio wifey. I mean, that's like teasing you.
I know. That's radio wifey.
You know, I'm a tease too, so tease sticks together.
Oh, you are a huge tease. That's why. Yeah. That's why for years, let me tell you this. For the year that I came to Playboy, she was always before me, and I would stick my ass behind the glass until I was provoked to come in studio. And purposely one day I wore a leg bearing dress.
She has very nice thighs. Like really, like they can really hold weight. Like they can carry. You know, like you can ride.
And she's
her.
Like, I just want to carry you up in studio. So she started touching my legs. I screamed and I think I ran into the next room again. I've never done that in my life. Not on no radio show. But it's okay. It's okay. From then on, I learned Naomi's just a tease. I'm going to try Dizelle. Dizelle's that chick right there. You should see her photos. Mm. I'm just going to say that right now. You should see her photos in that Santa Baby outfit. Like, seriously, why would you come knowing I was going to be here tonight? Christmas. Why are you going to dress like that?
Christmas ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Well, all I want for Christmas is that and Dizelle wrap the fuck up and go over to New Orleans and bring your asses down my chimney. My non-existent chimney. Okay, you can hop the balcony. Hop and skip away. Remember that. But we are back. We are back. Chocolate Radio, you know what's that. Now, Naomi did tease this earlier tonight, but chocolateradio.net does have a new format, and you no longer have to go through all of our fucking links anymore, which is awesome. You can actually watch all the shows. You can listen to the shows, I believe, right?
Right. Everything is going to be all functioning. Yes. Right now, you can just listen But she's gonna have it to where you can look when the homepage come on, and actually when you go to every show on a thing, that you can look at everybody's shows directly.
See? Direct. Yeah. Direct, yeah. Direct. That's where it's at. And we are, Naomi did tweet out, don't get it twisted. Like, Naomi just had maybe like one too many chocolate teenies. Maybe she had a chocolate blunt, even though I don't think she smokes. But she may have had a little concoction during her tweets. We are not taking guests as of 2016. It's for next year, 2015.
Right, you know what? I don't know what the fuck. You know what? I was doing too much.
That's yeah, you were doing too much. Were you fucking? Were you fucking?
No, I'm telling you, I was doing too much.
It's okay if you accidentally had a titty pop out on the keyboard.
Boo boo. I'm doing. I was doing too much running a station and yes. doing this and then doing that.
Well, you are, you know, yeah. HBIC.
Right.
You
so HBIC it was, here. And when you make, no, I'm like, oh, fuck. I just leaped the whole goddamn year. Like
2 years. Like, leaped a whole 2 years. Like, shit. She said, fuck 2015. Fuck the rest of 2014, motherfuckers. That's I'm in the future. 2015
gonna be real good. That's
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
But there's some stuff that we don't even know what's coming to chocolateradio.net. And the only way you're going to find out is if you're following us at Chocolate Radio 2. Chocolate Radio number 2. And not with the pound, just Chocolate Radio 2. And following Naomi Banks, NYOMIBAN XXX. See, I caught on to that. Mm-hmm. And then you can also find her at The Real.
The Real.
The Real Naomi Banks. Chocolate Radio needs its own Insta. I just thought about that the other day.
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm real new to Instagram.
Right.
I'm real new to Instagram.
You just surpassing everybody. You done kicked me off of my pedestal off of Podomatic.
Girl.
You done kicked me off of my pedestal off of Ustream. Done kicked me off of my pedestal off of fucking Instagram. Like, shit. You said what?
What?
Mm-hmm. Talking that shit.
I'm like, I walk up in the room and I just make, you know.
Well, first of all, if my booty was that big too, I'd be following that booty.
My booty is actually not that big.
Shut up.
No.
No, because if we put, oh, I saw your girlfriend today, by the way. Misty.
Ah, boo boo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I want that too.
You want up in the
box. I do.
Greedy ass.
I am greedy. Even that Elk the Stallion. I was mad as hell when I couldn't see that booty. That's a big ass booty. What do you mean?
No,
see the booty?
She was sick that day.
Oh, really?
She had an asthma attack that day.
Oh, oh shit.
He ain't been back since she canceled.
Right. Oh. He was so mad. He ain't been back since she canceled. He was sitting here like, you
well,
know,
shoot, when you promise
that kryptonite ass.
Yeah, because if you bring, when you promise big ass and titties and no ass and titty come in studio, like, we love you, Naomi, but you know. We know we can't hit on you.
Exactly. Touch the boss.
Yeah, we can't touch the boss, apparently. We can't even play bongos on the boss. Bounce a cup on the booty on the boss. Like, shit. Shit. Y'all are kind of quiet now. What's the matter? What's the matter? You ain't got no more? You all joked out now?
Maybe you don't even want
to
know.
No, I do want to know. And I think the people want to know.
We've been spilling it out. You were talking
spill
about
more. I'm more interested. What else do you think I don't remember? Oh, God. The juiciest of them all.
That one was the juiciest one. Was the sixth grade thing.
I mean, that is kind of funny. I was a
it
G.
It was funny.
I was a fucking G for getting away with saying some foul shit out of my vagina.
I just remember his face looking at you like, oh, God, what should I do?
It's Catholic school.
No, it was Catholic.
You know what was even worse? I got away with having sex in the high school bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They heard the moans. They heard the screams. And I said...
The whimpers.
I said, he was tickling me really loudly.
Oh.
And I'm sorry. And that was that.
Is your mom and dad listening to this?
No, they haven't listened to my show since the very first time back in Andrita. They have not listened to the show since Andrita. So that says a lot.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. And Andrita was the old Playboy Studios. So, no, they have not listened. But they do know the stories. Like, my mom, she doesn't know my exact sleep number. But she's like, I know you slept with more than 10 people. Hell, I know you slept with more than 50 people.
And your parents.
You knocked that out
of. Oh, my God, my daughter's a whore. Pretty much. She said that to me. She's like, I know you're a whore.
That is true. You know, Brandon just brought up, like, a true thing.
Oh, God.
That you had said before.
Oh, no.
What did you say?
You plowed through, like, a baker's dozen, didn't you, one night in college?
You
admitted that. Like a baseball team or something.
Openly admitted that while we were just watching TV.
You went to a football practice.
Oh, okay. I know what we were watching. I did tell them that, okay, I did go through half of the starting lineup of the USC football team.
What?
In USC? One night.
Bullshit. Wait, you mean Pierce College?
No, I mean USC.
You mean
go Trojans?
Okay,
CSC.
Right?
No,
hold on. JV squad.
No, wait. No.
Wait, a USC frat?
Wait, so what? Was that a train or a gangbang?
It was neither.
Wait, so what happened?
So basically, there's been a couple times I've ran through teams, but let's start off with them.
Wait, I'm not understanding, because if it wasn't a train or a gangbang,
let's open
what
up.
What was it?
It was not.
No! What the fuck? Well,
I'm telling you. Okay, God damn.
I'm calming down now, because I'm trying to figure out what
it was. It was a threesome, okay? It was a threesome.
Wait, how was it?
I'm going to tell you right now. It started out as a threesome, okay? It was me and this other chick, because we came down to visit our boys from SC. Because they came and visited us in SF. And so we had already done, like, some shit together. Like, I admit, I was a little fucking whore back in SF freshman year. Sorry, do not say that name one more time.
Merced.
Fuck that. But I'm going to say this. Freshman year is kind of a blur, but this I do remember. Because I was scared of shit the next day. So anyways, we went down to SC, went to one of their parties after their game, and the girl and I, she had a boyfriend on the team, and they were kind of swingers, like, they were very open, and so we started to have a threesome, and then his roommate walked in, he started jerking off and watching, and asked if he can join. So the boyfriend stepped to the side, started jerking off, and started fucking us. Well, then the boyfriend, while this is all going down, he texts his homeboys, and little did I know, there were a lot of people coming in this room, watching.
Wait, while he's smashing, he throws out a text?
No, he's jerking.
Boy? And he's got his phone.
He texts his boys while he's jerking, saying, "Hey, come upstairs and see what the fuck is going on." Well, they told their boys. And their boys. And pretty soon, I had the first starting line. I'm not going to say of the year, but of their football team.
So you didn't, they were just watching. You didn't screw.
No, we screwed.
So what the fuck is that? That's like a gangbang.
No, it was an initial gangbang. I wouldn't even call it a gangbang.
It was a gangbang.
Yeah.
Make a different high start.
One after the other.
Right.
But I do remember going back. And it was a very long drive with no panties on and ice bags in between the coochie. Yo.
Was Reggie Bush there?
No. Man, I wish Reggie Bush was there. Fuck, no, I'm not that old.
You don't even like black dudes, though. You like
black dudes. I do like black dudes.
If I gave you the year,
I ain't say that.
Shit.
I'm going to tell you this. There were a lot more black men. There were a lot of black guys that night.
Exactly.
There were a lot of black guys that night. And wait a second.
The kicker and the second string quarterback.
See, I don't even know the position.
All lost their virginity that night.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All I know is that there were some wild times. There are some wild times, some wild stories.
How many black guys have you fucked?
It can't be more than a handful.
Actually, yes, it is more than a handful. I'm going to tell you that.
I don't believe that.
I think I have fucked about 25, maybe 26.
Ouch.
25, 26 black guys.
Wow. Do you know your one number? Black. What's your number?
Since I moved?
No, bitch, the whole
time. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think how many people have I slept with since I moved. Because then going from, okay, it used to be 128 before I moved.
Oh, my God.
129 was Derek. How many Tinder encounters have I had since that?
Since we've, for like three months since we've been there, there's been, Max wasn't Tinder.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16. And you know what? Here's the justification in it.
She was the first one of our friends.
I was the first one of the friends.
She comes back and we're all like, oh my God. Oh my God.
she got more because it was like one.
What is like 160?
No, I don't think it's 160.
How many you fucked on Tinder?
I'm going 144.
I say it's close around like that 140 now. No, I don't think I fucked like more than 10.
How many folks have you fucked on Tinder?
140.
I'm gonna say maybe 5 or 6.
Maybe 5 or 6.
Maybe 5 or 6.
In the last 3 months.
In the last 3 months.
So what you at 145?
No, that's 128, 129, 130, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 135.
She could fit a
Sapphire. That's 135. That's 135. Now justification now, because people are probably like, oh my God.
You average 15 fucks a year, but from different people. You fuck
I'm going to tell you this. Freshman year, I know exactly how many people I fucked by the end of freshman year. And freshman year, I had fucked 120 people in one school year.
It's way more than 129.
Doubt it.
No, because you know what? Things slowed down my sophomore, junior, and 2 senior years. It slowed down after that. Because there was like one other guy that I was fucking. No.
You have a goal.
I have no goal whatsoever. It just happened. Now I'm going to say this. You're probably wondering, okay, were you sexually abused or anything like that? I was never sexually abused. I was never brought up.
You know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know what people, because I know people wonder this. Like people have asked me, like, do you have no respect for yourself? I have plenty of respect for myself.
No, that didn't come out of my, I'm just wondering if you got a, I think you got a goal.
I have no goal. It just, things happened and that was it. In my way, yeah, things happened. All I could say is, younger, I felt like I had to prove myself, and I hated the title being the good girl, the smart girl. I hated that because I was picked on, you know, and I didn't like that growing up first through eighth grade. I'd never liked being no more than like the smart chick. And then when I got into high school, it was like, okay, fuck this. I'm going to try to strip this title. So when I was 16 and I went to Europe, I was like, okay, this happened. That just happened. He didn't speak a lick of English. It was kind of through like another girl that this happened. And I only spoke very little at the time. And then when I got back, it was 3 other partners, including my so-called best friend in high school, her boyfriend. Sorry. It happened.
And you call her her so-called best friend and you fucked her man?
Yeah. Because she was trifling too. And then college happened. And I wasn't drinking. I never drank alcohol until I was in college. Never smoked weed until I was in college. And then when I was 18, I was like, okay, all that. Now, am I proud about it? No. I always say my freshman year has been my darkest moments. Because there are a lot of things, you know, what happened my freshman year. There was a lot of things that eventually I do want to bring to the show and talk about, but I'm not ready to face those demons either. But there were just things that had happened, and then after that, it just, yeah. And I wrote and I documented it too. So in the beginning, it was kind of like, oh yeah, I fucked these many people. And then after that, I was like, ooh, we got a long list. If you start dating people and they start wondering your sexual history, you're gonna have a problem.
Right, let me ask you this. By you going on Tinder and you having all these relationships on Tinder, do you ever find yourself, maybe it might be dangerous because you never know, like,
yes,
the God that,
yeah, the God guy, I have to say, the God guy by far has been the scariest one.
Yeah, all the other ones that she's brought over have been, like, normal. We don't really see them that much. I mean, they're not normal, but I mean, no, but I have to say, we weren't there for God guy, and thank God, because if he was in my house and we were all there, I think we would have.
They would have intervened. Yeah. They would have intervened.
When we heard about that, when we came back, I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing him to our house? Yeah. But the other guys, I mean, they seem harmless. They're harmless.
The other guys have been pretty harmless. Like, now I...
Because they're, like, they're white and weird and, like...
just because they're white and weird... Okay, fine.
No, what the fuck? They're, like, weird, like, white guys. No. I'm not saying because they're white. No.
What the fuck?
No, I'm saying they're, like, they've been weird white guys. Like, dorky. That's what I meant. dorky.
They were like Jeffrey Dahmer.
No!
No!
He was a real white guy.
Like a white Urkel. That's what we meant.
None of them had glasses. I don't think I ever fucked a guy with glasses. Not yet.
No, like a white Urkel. Like a white, like, dork. That's how they all, that's what they all.
Some of them looked a little hipsterish. Like, let's be honest. There was one guy, he didn't get anything. He came over, we talked, and I was like, ooh, you got bad behavior. Get out of my house.
So you're more attracted to white men than nerdy looking.
It seems like all I've been attracting lately is the white boys. Am I attracted to white boys? There are certain white boys that I'm attracted to, but I really want a chocolate man again. I don't know.
Really?
But a lot of black guys are very intimidated by me. I have realized that no matter who I have talked to, just like talked, and they're intimidated.
Why am I first looking like, what the fuck?
Every black guy I have ever talked to so far since I've been single.
She tapping it. Wait, do you,
I try to make like honest connections with people. There's some.
Because you say your sex number?
Is that no, I've never said my sex number to a person unless if they're a close friend. Okay. And, of course, if you're watching this podcast. Right. But that's different purposes because I have yet to encounter somebody that has listened to this show. I have encountered with one fan from Playboy and Vivid, but nobody who's listened to Sapphire's Earplay or Erotic City Radio and be like, I want to fuck Sapphire.
Right.
But I don't know. Every guy of color I've met is just, what?
Do you do kegels? Make sure you tight down there?
Girl, yes. Okay. I am tight. It's a little scary. Right. I am very tight.
After 144
years. Hey, there are ways. No. First of all.
You know you have more sex than I've had.
Shut up!
You could park your Fiat in there.
Yeah.
Because remember, a lot of guys who I've had sex with, I have over and over again in movies.
True.
So when you give your number, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't even think I'm nowhere near that. Like, seriously.
Damn. But in defense, it is a shocker. I look at it, I'm just like, oh, Lord.
Well, your book is going to be awesome.
No, I don't think I can ever come up with the book.
Why not?
Don't need to. They got the podcast.
Oh, yes. No, you, for real.
I don't know.
You need to write it.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to say that. Like, my grandma, my nana doesn't even know how many people I slept with. Though she did take the fact that me being bisexual, she took that very easy. She was just like.
You don't think your grandma know?
What?
Your cousins and stuff that listen to your show?
They've only listened once. My family has only listened once to my show.
Yeah, grandma knows.
Grandma knows that her grandchild's bisexual, but she don't know about.
Oh, she know your puss hot. Sapphire's
a
great name.
She loves me. I'm the favorite one. I'm the favorite.
Yeah, okay.
I
was the favorite one too. And all my cousins snitched on me.
See, shut up, Siri. But see, no. I mean, they still cool. But it's really, it's funny because when I went to my ugly sweater party with my family on Saturday, my 16-year-old cousin said to me, she's like, my God, you are so vulgar. You have the most vulgar mouth out of this family. I was like, what are you talking about? Your mama and your aunties are worse. And she's like, no, I heard your show. You are raunchy. I'm like, sorry.
There you go.
Ding. Love you. No, she never has. She's too scared. She said, I saw the title and I was intrigued. And then I realized what it meant. And I had to turn it off. She's like, it's too much. It's too much. But the funny thing is, people still trust me with kids.
Yeah. They got nothing to do with kids.
Yeah. But you know, some people are like, oh my God, we don't want a hoe around our child. There are some people like that.
Yeah, most people don't want hoes around their child.
Some people like that. Or hoes around their man. No, I'm not going to go fuck your man. Like, I have guy
friends.
I heard
about hoes around a man.
Yeah. Like, I've never been deemed that. Like, no one has ever felt uncomfortable leaving their boyfriends with me. I talk to them like men. Oh, we like pussy. Cool.
I like pussy, too.
Yeah, exactly. You want a beer? You want a shot? Cool, let's do this. You want a blunt, too? Let's do this. Am I not cool like that? I could be a bro when I want to. Am I not a good time? We hang out one-on-one when these fuckers go.
Yeah, right.
You better defend me. We've had like our laid-back times and I'm chill.
Had some good times.
See? And you and I, we DJ together.
That's true.
And
like you don't talk during those times, which is good.
Shut the fuck up. Yes, I do.
I can't hear you though because the music's so loud.
And you know, girl, my girl, I'm just cool all around. Like, how am I in Vegas?
Excuse me,
y'all have been the most ratchet bitches in Vegas, not me. Who plays mommy?
You do. I admit, you do. But no, yeah, like, we're each other. We got each other in Vegas, yeah, for sure. I don't go on ratchet. I don't go on ratchet nights without you, though.
See?
I have to admit.
Exactly.
I can't go. I can't do those ladies without you.
Well, there we go, everybody. The wrap up. The last episode of the year. Was that satisfying? Is that satisfying with you? Little eye opener?
Yes, I'm still so.
You gotta go read the Bible now?
No, I want you on my show.
Hell yes!
I
wanna
tap in.
I would love to be on your show. I have never been on your show as a guest. Oh my God.
Because you never come in that early.
You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it early.
You see, I sit in on everyone's show.
Yeah,
no
you do.
No one sits on my show.
I'm gonna come sit on your show.
You understand that? No one sits in on my show.
I sit on your show.
I would love to have you guys.
She's awesome. No, she's really cool to. Nah. They have to come to the next party. That's what they need to do.
You're more than welcome.
Yes. Y'all need to come to the next party.
We'll be there.
That's what it is. All right, everybody. So, as you know, it is the holidays. Christmas is coming, y'all. We got like 2 days till Christmas, but we will return. We're going on a 2-week hiatus because it is the holidays. Ain't nobody want to be here. They want to be with their families, want to be with their loved ones, huggy luggy, little fucky fucky sucky sucky, the whole nine yards, and come down the chimney tree. But I can tell you this, we are resuming all shows January 4th because Orpheus Black kicks it off, and then we got Ladies Night on Monday night. You got Lexington Steel with the sports and all that on Tuesdays. And of course, we got my girl Naomi with Dizelle, my wifey. I'm going to propose to her on the 7th. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make that shit official. We're going to push back the $100 today.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I want my money.
She want her money.
I want my single, bitch.
You get your Benjis. You do get the Benjis. I lost the bet, y'all. But I do have to say, I have not lost completely. So tune in. Live365. ChocolateRadio.net. The Vant site. ChocolateRadio.net. Check it out. It's sexy. It's very sexy. It's very chocolatey. You're going to love it. And don't forget to follow the podcast.
Your wifey did that.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Cheers to my wifey. See, I like women with brains. See, you... Yes, women with brains, they get more booty than ever. Remember that. But I'm out of here. I'm just talking shit to talk shit. Podomatic, iTunes. Don't forget to follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE on Instagram, Snapchat. I am back on Kick. No dick, please. No more dick pics anymore.
Send them to me.
Yeah, I'll send them to you because I got one. You'll like that dick.
No, keep just sending them.
No more dick pics. I'm sorry. I don't want to see no more dick pics on Kick. Don't listen to her. I'll like your booby pics, though. Send me pictures of your girlfriend's titties and her vagina. I'll like that. But I don't want any more dick pics because you can't get creative anymore. We're just slapping it on. But all right, everybody. Everybody have a great, great happy holiday. See y'all in 2015. I'm out the fuck out of here. Remember, safe sex is the best hot sex. Good night.
Sugar, cocoa, and honey. That's why. You taste like to me. Now all I need is your sex to wash it down. Ooh, come here, girl, right now.
Communications and patience, my virtue. Hurt you, nah, girl, my divert you. So many years passed by, I always ask why. Somebody else was the groom, I'm the best guy. That special woman I be looking for. I promise I'll be looking for summertime in the city, bring the girls out. Same ones I've been meeting off in my dreams. Same one brings special feelings. Remember the small things, give you a nickname. Buy you a heart chain, your favorite ice cream. Look at your favorite TV shows up on the weekend. Even when she out of town,